far? How do you feel? You had 3 field goals the other day. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're having the senior season you wanted to have?
It's hard to say right now. Right now, I think I'm just going to, roll with what I'm doing. I mean, I can't change anything that's happened, but there are definitely a lot of times that I wish I could take back what I did. There's the field goals that I missed. A couple of them definitely not what I wanted to do this year, but now I can only learn from them right now and move forward from it.
How did the conversation go before they decided to punt from the 34? I think it was in the first half.
And yeah.
Right at the end of the first quarter, they had the wind at the back. You could have had, I think it was 51, 52 yards.
Yeah.
But had the wind at your back. How did that go?
I can't really remember the situation. I can't really remember what the conversation was. I was just standing back around the 50-yard line waiting to see what they called. So I couldn't really tell you what the conversation was, to be honest with you.
Is there a distance that you feel comfortable at, regardless of wind condition? I mean, is it 50 and in? Is that what you feel most comfortable with, and or 40 and in? That type of thing.
Yeah. I think I feel comfortable from 50, 52, 53. Yeah.
So that would have been, you would have felt comfortable if they would have said,
yeah, whatever Coach Finch decides to do, we go with it and we trust what he's doing.
You don't hear this very often, but there's no rivalry questions to ask this week. Is it almost refreshing to hear that?
It's hard to say. They got us last year, and they're a good team, so I think we're just definitely going into this week trying to prepare and do our best to get our team ready to win.
Is that something that you kind of keep in the back of your mind as you're preparing for this week, the fact that they came in here a year ago?
Yeah, definitely. I know. We know how it feels, and we all remember what happened last year. So I think we're just trying to learn from what we did in the past and push forward right now.
Is it kind of a mixed feeling when you go out there and kick field goals in the red zone like that? Because on one hand, you're doing your job, but at the same time, you guys are only coming away with 3 instead of 7.
Yeah. I don't really think about it. I just, whenever my name's called, I just go out there and try and do my job to the best I can. So, it's just one of those things that's out of my control, and I just have to do what I can do.
What's going through your mind there at the end of the first half? You see your head coach icing the kicker 3 times
and
ends up missing.
I thought, we have him, might as well use him. I thought, and it worked too. Mm-hmm. Whether, he made the first one and we called a timeout and he missed the one he kicked. So, it worked. I don't know.
When you're in a situation like that as a kicker, are you always looking at how many timeouts the defense has at that moment? Just in the event you're thinking, okay, maybe they tried to ice you, or maybe they.
Yeah. No, actually, every time that's happened to me, I've never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in that situation, I feel like in the past, you just don't think about it,
mm-hmm.
and it's just more time to gather your thoughts and just focus on the details.
Are you graduating this semester or May?
I'm graduating in May, next semester, yeah.
What's your major?
Psychology.
Really? What are you going to do with it?
Not sure yet. Maybe sports psychology.
Okay.